At its simplest, the inner critic is a negative inner monologue running through our minds all of the time. Our goal is not to silence the inner critic, but to begin to recognize how it can affect us. The more we learn to notice it, the more we are able to breathe space between who we are and what we believe. And the more we can get out of our own way in order to create our purpose. This short meditation will give you a simple exercise to experience how the inner critic can affect you and help you change the narrative. Let's begin. I'd like for you to find a comfortable seat on the edge of a chair, sofa, or bed. Sit up tall with your spine straight and your feet firmly planted on the floor. Place the back of your hands on your knees or thighs, palms face up in an open, receptive gesture. Find a slight lift in your heart and allow your eyes to close. All you need to do from here on out is follow my voice and my prompts and sink into this quiet moment. First, take a deep inhaling breath in and gently sigh it out. Let's do that again. Take a deep breath in, hold it at the top, and exhale, let it all go. Begin to shift your attention to notice any sounds in and around your space, and begin to turn your attention inwards to yourself. If anything distracts you, simply notice and bring your focus back to my voice and your body sitting right where you are. Slowly begin to bring your attention to your feet, to the very bottom of your feet. Resting on the floor. If you need to wiggle your toes a bit to really focus your attention right there, then go ahead. Begin to feel the firmness of the ground underneath you, the ground kissing the soles of your feet. Do you notice any sensations? In your toes, the top of your arch, your heel. Do you notice any heat? Cold? Pressure? Just simply notice and feel. Now, I will ask you to move your awareness and attention to different parts of your body. All you need to do is just follow my voice and feel the area that I mention as I say its name. Let's begin with the left ankle, bringing your attention to your left ankle. Move your attention to the right ankle. The right ankle. Now feel the whole lower right leg. The the whole lower left leg. Upper left leg. Upper right leg. The right hip. The left hip. Center of your belly. Middle of your heart. Pit of the throat. Right shoulder. Right bicep. Right elbow. Right wrist. Right hand. The whole right arm. Pit of the throat. Left shoulder. Left bicep. Left elbow. Left wrist. Whole left hand. Entire left arm. Pit of the throat. Chin. Mouth. Nose. Right cheek. Left cheek. Left eye. Right eye. The third eye in between your eyebrows. Crown of your head. Now, let go of a specific area and just feel your whole body. Whole body. Notice how you feel. No judgment, just notice. Feel the gentle rhythm of your breath as it enters and as it leaves. You may have already experienced your inner critic just now. Maybe you thought, I'm not good at this. Or I can't focus. For this brief practice over the next few moments, bring to mind somewhere in your life recently that you have felt judged. Maybe it was a thought you had, or maybe it was a challenging experience, maybe even a conversation with someone. take a moment to bring it to mind vividly, seeing and feeling all of the details of what made you feel judged. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel tension or unease somewhere? Notice your emotions. What sensations have come up for you? Notice your thoughts. What patterns have they fallen into when reflecting on this judgment? Now, let it all go. Take a deep breath in and sigh it all out with a noise. Do that again. Take a deep breath in. Hold it at the top. Hold it. And let it go with a sigh. Bring your attention back to your body. Feel the gentle rhythm of your breath as it enters and as it leaves. Leave that voice of judgment. Leave that inner critic alone for now. Don't wrestle with it or appease it or try to push it away. Label it if you want, or even give it a specific name if you prefer. Recognize what it feels like to you and then let it be and return to your breath. The inner critic in us only has power when we give it power, when we believe what we think to be true. But we also have the power to change the narrative with intention. For this brief practice over the next few moments, bring to mind somewhere in your life recently that you have felt kind or good. Maybe it was a positive thought you had, or a rewarding experience, or just a simple, quiet moment where you felt joy. Take a moment to bring it to mind vividly, seeing and feeling all the details of what made you feel kind or good. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel lightness or ease somewhere? Notice your emotions. What sensations have come up for you? Notice your thoughts. What patterns have they fallen into when reflecting on this happy moment? Let that joyful feeling expand throughout your body with every breath in, starting all the way in your feet. Breathe it into your legs, your belly, your heart, your head, your whole body. Breathing in, I am whole. Breathing out, I am content. Breathing in, I am safe. Breathing out, I am present. Slowly release any control over your breath and just be. Begin to notice the sensations of your feet, again touching the floor, or any noises or sounds in and around your space. Know that your inner critic is always there. Sometimes it's there to protect you, and sometimes it's there to hold you back. But understand that you have the power to believe what it says or to change the narrative. Simply begin to notice when it comes up in your day and when it pushes you around. That is the beginning of building awareness that will help you create your purpose. Gently open your eyes. Thank you for joining me for this meditation. If any thoughts or feelings come up that you want to document, journal them now to capture this feeling.